Okay, we're back into regular session, Commission, King County Commission meeting on the 12th of November, 2024, at 5:08. This is regarding Agenda Item 9, transfer of funds from expenditure lines to cover payroll expenses for the Justice Court. Well, I was going to make a motion, but my motion would be that we deny the transfer for 2024, but authorize the judge to put it in his 2025 budget as he sees fit. That's what he wants to do with the steps.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's already authorized to put in whatever he wants in his 2025.
Well, we approved, we haven't added it though. I'm just saying we haven't.
To request it.
Under the.
You already have your tentative budget.
Tentative budget did not have that included. He did not request that. That would be my motion. Maybe if somebody has a different motion or doesn't want to support it, then I'll raise your motion.
Your motion's already on the floor. Then vote on it.
Okay. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to be a nay.
Nay. Okay, so Commissioner Meyer and Commissioner Kubea, aye to denying the transfer of funds from expenditure lines to payroll. Commissioner Heaton saying it should happen. Do we need to vote on the second part, or I guess?
No.
Okay. Motion passes, and then Judge, we can get with Rhonda and add it to the 2025 for them to have the, I'm going to say step, but it's not step.
No, okay.
It's great.
And I've already prepared that
Okay, thank you.
Can I add something?
Yes, go ahead.
So some of those salary lines, he is already over because of buying out the two employees that retired. So we still may need to transfer some funds around to shuffle to cover those lines.
For Ryan's? Sorry.
No, for Judge.
Because he had to buy out.
Helen?
Linda.
No,
Linda. Not Linda.
Nancy. Nancy, he had to finish buying out her retirement plus. Probably wasn't anticipating that, so he had double hired for a minute.
He also probably came up short because we anticipated Nancy retiring sooner than she did. And we hired someone sooner than we needed to, so he's been paying double for a position. So he's short his 110 line item.
So it sounds like we need to vote on another motion.
We still probably do need to transfer some funds to cover those expenses that have already
Payroll expenses that already happened.
Didn't you approve, I mean, maybe not the minute details of like this person was hired this day, this person left this day.
We did approve.
But earlier this year, you approved
the creation of the position.
You discussed somebody retiring and hiring somebody before they retired.
That was the end of last year.
No, that was last year.
Oh, that's right, because you had two.
And then it didn't happen, and so we didn't.
I remember that discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So sounds like we need to make another motion to approve some movement of expenditure lines to cover payroll for what's already been paid out because he's deficit
for
in some way.
Issue.
Yeah.
That sounds like a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion that the Justice Court can move expenditure lines to cover payroll for the buying out of retirement of Linda. Is that her name?
Nancy.
Sorry.
Too many retirees to say of Nancy to cover the deficits that are in some of the line items. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Voting was unanimous. I'll entertain a motion. Yeah, we're in. Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.
Thanks all. That's right.
5:12.